Become a wealth creator today. Text MONEY to 800-454-1184. That's MONEY to 800-454-1184.
Thanks to a down economy, Americans have lost a collective $3.4 trillion from their 401ks and their IRAs in the first half of 2022. So what money moves should we consider making from here? Eric has some strategies to share with you today. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Here's that phone number we want you to have for our show today, 800-454-1184. You may call Eric and his team for a complimentary appointment, 800-454-1184. Also, request his book, Worry Less Wealth. He's giving that away complimentary. Check us out on our website, wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, it's so great to be here with you today.
Yeah, well, Luann, it's, you know, with all the scarcity mindset, I just want to start off with a little bit of this. When the $10,000, you know, student loan debt forgiveness came out, you saw all these people with this, what I call scarcity mindset, where they're thinking, oh, this is coming from my account. This is coming from my money somehow. And it's just ironic how people think. And so if it goes, if something goes to somebody who's lower at the end of the, you know, socioeconomic scale, it's a tax subsidy. But when it's somebody who has more money, it's a tax deduction. So the reason why I want to point that out is if somebody's buying a $1 million home today and it's $750,000 mortgage at about 5% interest, guess what? That's a little over a $9,000 tax subsidy that person's getting for buying a $1 million house. So how does that differ from, you know, a $10,000 student loan forgiveness that's one time, not 30 years, right? So, you know, there's the political side. Hey, if you don't like the political side, that's what voting's for.
Right.
You know, write and email your congressperson. But from a financial standpoint, all this is these are just rules of the game. These are what you're supposed to be doing on like the Monopoly board or whatever game you want to think about. And sometimes these rules change. But the amazing part is how many people are stuck with, oh, this person didn't get, you know, gets this and this person gets that. It's like, well, hold it. Why don't you stop thinking about other people and take the time to say, hold it. Am I getting everything I should be getting out of the tax code? Am I missing stuff? I mean, one of the biggest tax benefits that's been around since 1998, when I run into most of my clients or new people that I'm, you know, I'm talking with, not current clients, but you know, new ones, they almost never have any money in this one account. And there's some other accounts that have great tax benefits that other people don't have anything in. And so it's just funny that people will spend so much time complaining and whining, you know, about what somebody else gets or doesn't get. And then they don't even spend the time to take action on themselves. So, you know, again, taxes are a huge deal. Taxes are one way that you can easily boost your return by just not losing that money, right?
Right.
And so stop worrying about what other people are doing and say, hold it, am I getting everything I should be getting? So one of the things we actually have here at Heckman Financial is we've got a great tax report that you can get. All you have to do is text the word tax to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word tax, 800-454-1184. Or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So much has been happening with our economy this past year. And if you look back, you know, after the pandemic, we had the conflict in Europe. Now we have the spike of inflation and fears of recession. Are you surprised that we've had a lot of volatility in the markets so far this year?
No, actually, I was telling most people about it that was going to happen this year. That was without the Ukraine stuff going on and all that. But, you know, I mean, the government's, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, it was, you know, it's Biden, it's Trump, it's all that. No, it's mostly the Federal Reserve printing trillions of dollars. And most of that money didn't go back into the economy. Most of that just went into, you know, people's pockets, and then they invested in it or did other stuff with it. And, you know, we saw the huge stock market spike after the drop when COVID hit because people were sitting home and, you know, day trading and on Robinhood and all this other stuff. So, you know, we knew it was going to be coming. We knew that, you know, inflation was going to be here at some point because you just can't keep printing money and acting like it's never going to go away. And, you know, we had super, super low interest rates. So now they're doing the exact opposite, is going like crazy to raise them up, to slow down that big inflation monster. So, yeah, I mean, inflation is going to be around for a couple more years, probably about the 4-5% range it'll probably settle down at. And the volatility is going to be here too, because of now these companies have to get used to to an inflationary world, which we really haven't had for, 40 plus years.
Right.
So,
I know.
A lot of people like all the 80s bands that are still touring, and now you get the, 80s inflation too. So, we got it all back, right? Now, the only thing is those, big shoulder pads and, poofy hair.
Oh, dear. The poofy hair. Oh, no.
Those are probably next. But so knowing that it's okay if you're not going to need the money for a long time, right? If you're 15, 20 years from retirement, this will be kind of a blip in your memory way back when. But if you're within 5 to 10 years of retiring, or you're retired now, no, you got to be taking some action, making sure you know what your risk score is, knowing how much risk that you do have, and making sure that you've got some steps that you can take. And that's I think one of the things that people aren't necessarily always focused on is what should I be doing today?
Right, I know. And the thing is, so many people did put retirement planning on hold, during the pandemic. Certainly, I think a wrong move to make on something like that. So are you helping people getting, engaged again and getting serious about preparing for their retirements?
I mean, it's kind of funny. Some were the opposite too, where they were going to retire and then they're like, if I'm working from home, why do I need to retire? I'm just going to stay home.
Yeah.
I'm at the place I was going to go anyway. So, but I'm getting a paycheck for being here now. So as more companies start forcing people to go back in, a lot of the companies, of course, have gone to this 3 days a week in the office kind of thing. And it'll be interesting to see if more people actually do retire now because of that. But of course, now with the market being so volatile, a lot of people are getting nervous again. And you should never put off saving for retirement. That's one of the dumb things you can do is the worst thing I think anybody can ever say is, I'll save some when I have some extra money. Because the extra money never shows up. You always have some place to
exactly.
put it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no extra money. That's a myth. It's like a unicorn. We think it exists. It looks pretty, but no, it just doesn't show up. And so, that's what you got to get over is just saying, there's no extra money. I just need to be saving. Probably one of the best mottos can be always is, pay yourself first. And I mean, that is why, 401ks and stuff like that are so powerful because, it comes out before you get the money. You can't screw it up, right? Because you already put the money away. And so, don't drop down on those. And if you did, raise them back up. And, but maybe try to figure out if you have a Roth option in your 401k. See if you can just do a Roth IRA, something where you can have more money building up tax-free. Because, tax-free is going to be the name of the game going forward because... we owe a lot of money. And, when the economy is good and stuff, there's a lot more tax revenue. But with the economy slowing down, the flip side of that is, government revenues will slow down afterwards. So there's always a little bit of delay. So, you'll see probably good revenues this year because that was from last year's taxes, right? But going forward, you're going to start seeing that slow down again. So, again, you want to make sure you have as much money tax protected and not tax delayed. Anything in a 401k IRA, you're just saying, I don't want to pay it now. I'm just going to pay it later. Oof, later might be a lot higher.
Right. Exactly. So obviously we need strategies here. You talk about this all the time. You use this for people when they plan out their retirement. Tell us about the strategies so we can make our income last as long as it needs to.
Yeah. I mean, that's obviously a super critical thing because you don't want to be retired for just a little while because that's more like vacation. You want to be able to stay retired once you retire. And for that, you got to have income. And most of us today don't have pensions. We don't have, any other thing. I mean, you got the government, sponsored Social Security. And so, you have some money there, but, you cannot live on that only. So, you have to have some money set aside. And so the first and foremost, you got to have an income plan. So when we go through this blueprint, the blueprint to worry less wealth, because we want you to worry less about your money and worry more about, having fun, enjoying retirement. And so, you have to have an income plan. You have to figure out how are you going to have that money structured? How is that money going to come in? Where's those paychecks once you stop working? Where is that coming in? And then what's the investment ramifications for that? Because you might need to change around some of your investing tools. And there's some great tools. Oh, my gosh. The biggest benefit of the Fed raising rates is some of these guaranteed lifetime products have gotten fantastic this year. A lot of huge changes because of rates going up. And so these are better than, if you look at them a year or two ago or 3 years ago, way better now. You know, so that's one thing they'll be looking at. And then also the taxes, again, income, investment taxes, all totally interdependent of each other. You know, how are you going to kind of slice that pie, right? Get all those things in the right spots. And then lastly, legacy, who's going to get your stuff, healthcare issues. All that goes into the blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's something we want to help you with. So if you want to take some time and really help yourself, you can text us or leave us a message, but text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman will be right back with lots more.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. Wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. And you know, Eric is an author. He wrote the book, Worry Less Wealth. And he wrote that book to open up our eyes to all things we need to be paying attention to have a remarkable retirement. I think we all dream of retirement. And Eric helps people retire every day. You can go to his website, request this book online at wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com, or you can call him to request it, 800-454-1184. So Eric, in the past, we've talked about baby boomers retiring every single day in droves of 10,000. By 2030, all these people, all baby boomers, will be 65 years old. Up to bat for retirement will be the Generation X. Can you believe that?
Yep, times are changing. So that's going to definitely make some shifts in the, you know, economics and so forth.
Yeah. And even thanks to the pandemic in 2020, numbers have picked up even more. So when you have that many people leaving the workforce at one time, what do you say could be the potential impact on the economy? Anything?
Yeah, well, there's going to be a lot of things. Obviously, retirement stuff, destinations, adventures, all travel and stuff, which got slowed down by pandemic, but should be rapidly speeding up here in the future for some time because of all these baby boomers want to go do that bucket list stuff, right? They want to check off all those items. And so, you know, when they do that, they're spending money and that's going to be good for the economy. Now, of course, they're not going to be making the money. And so hopefully there's enough people behind them to help out. And then there will be a much bigger drawdown on the stock market because a lot of those people, as they get older, they want to have less risk, more guaranteed income. And so there's going to be less of a buying demand on the stock market from all those people that, especially once you're 50 and up, those are the people that are really socking away usually the most money because they realize they didn't do enough early on.
Yeah.
And so then plus just legally with 401k, you can do, you know, you have that catch up provision where you can do $6,500 more. So, you know, there's a lot more money going into the market. And if those people all retire and start sucking the money back out of the stock market, yeah, that can definitely going to have an effect. And of course, healthcare is going to be another big effect. A lot of those people are going to need home health care and other issues, and there's going to be a big strain on that because I don't think we've really built up enough infrastructure for all that. So, yeah, there's definitely going to be some changing demographics going forward.
So get this. The first Gen Xers are in their mid-50s now. I'm shocked, actually. I can't believe that. But what would you want to say to help those people make the most out of these next 10 to 15 years, Eric?
Well, since I'm kind of one of them, I'm not the mid part of the 50s, but early part, you know, so yeah, I mean, this is the time to be really, you know, like I said, putting the money away, putting it away right. I mean, right now we all realize that, you know, Congress for, you know, we've had tax bills that have been passed that had no way to pay for themselves, so they have to expire. We've had all sorts of, you know, giveaways and handouts from the government to get us through the pandemic. And nobody's really talking about how to pay our bills back. And the only way the government pays their bills back is by taxes, right? So if the tax revenues don't go up, then tax rates go up. And so more and more, I would say, be looking at tax-free investing, tax-efficient, other options. I mean, you obviously can do Roth stuff. You can do after-tax 401k, convert to a Roth if you have that option. You can even do specially designed stuff with smart life insurance designs. But you got to watch out in that area, because there's people talking about laser funds and other dorky names of stuff that's that really should not be used. And, really, I just like to call it what it is and say what the tool actually is. But it can be a great tool also to have some tax-free money. So I think everything, not only should you be, if you're in your 50s and up, saving a lot more, but you also should be way more tax efficient, because odds are you already have a big old pile of money that's already going to be taxed. And when you hit retirement, it's going to be even bigger by the time you get there. So you're going to have some tax headaches. So don't add fuel to the fire.
Right, right. The question always comes up about, you know, Social Security going to be there? Do you think Gen X can count on that?
Well, it's still, you know, a very big unknown, right? Because if you go on their website, they always, you know, tell you that, hey, you know, whatever year, it changes a little bit year to year, but roughly, yeah, somewhere in the 2035 range typically is where it falls. And usually it's, well, we could pay about 80% of our bills. It's like calling your mortgage company, say, oh, I'm just going to pay 80% of my mortgage. Like, no, they're not going to let you do that. And so, yeah, that's the tough part is you should be able to count on something, but of course it's getting taxed away also. So you get that money, then you pay tax on it. There's going to probably be something there always, right? Because it's something we all paid into. It's going to probably have to change a little bit again. And so, yeah, you got to take the action. You got to do stuff, and you got to make sure, you know, that money's going to last for the rest of your life. And, you know, how can you do that? Well, one of the things that we have here at Heckman Financial is we actually have a great report that you can download. All you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money, 800-454-1184. Or you can just download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we thank you so much for listening. Glad you joined us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And Eric, if someone's in their 40s now, and I know they have a lot of time now before retirement, but what would you say that they should be doing right now?
No different than every other person, right? Just
same.
Save, right? I mean, I've actually run into a lot of people who, you know, they're in their 30s and they say, hey, I want to be done by, you know, 50 years.
Yeah.
55 or even 45. And so just because you're younger doesn't mean you may not, you know, you may not be as close to retirement. It's just, how are you saving the money? What are you doing? There's some kind of always truths, right? So if you're saving 15 to 20% of your pay, and some of that can be short term, you know, just for emergency money, some of that should be kind of medium term for the next big goal of, you know, whatever you're going to buy in 3 to 5 years. But a lot of that should be long term. And, you know, so if you're putting that money away, I don't care if you're in your 20s or 50s, you know, you're going to do very well. And if your goal is to retire earlier, then you may not even be putting more away. I mean, I met with one couple that, they were saving, I think, just about 50% of their income. But ironically, of course, they were thinking about buying a house. And once we did the math on that, I'm like, yeah, you're going to be down to about, you know, 15-20% of your income that you're going to be able to save. And they wanted to retire, you know, super young, like 45 or something. And so it could be done. But if you're going to spend a ton on the house, and depending on how that goes, right, it may not totally work. But as long as you're putting that money away, you're going to be able to save, probably retire earlier. There's no doubt about it. Everybody I've met with ever, the ones who save more, save big money early on, have done better. So, yeah, just putting that money away and being tax smart and doing a lot more Roth, other things, that's going to be payoff in big terms in the end.
Right. That's awesome. The funny thing is so many people are wanting to retire so young. I mean, everybody who is in their 20s that I know of, because, you know, my kids are that age, they're all saying, I want to be retired by 50. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of years to be retired. So I do hope they're saving. But getting back to the Gen Xers who are in their 50s, you know, you mentioned being tax efficient. So again, the Gen Xers are in their 50s now. You are one of them, Eric. So retirement is getting so much closer. I want you to dive in a little bit deeper about what they need to be thinking about doing to get ready for retirement.
Well, obviously, we've been talking a lot about taxes and saving, you know, trying to be more tax-free. The other big one would be, how do you have some lifetime income? It may sound early, but there's a lot of great products out there that if you have a 10-year runway, as I like to call it, you know, time to speed up, you can have some great lifetime income that's increasing. And, you know, it can be a really great thing for you to have that, because if you get some Social Security, you get some other lifetime income, you know, then you don't have to worry about your portfolio as much. But if you wait till you're like 1, 2, 3 years from retirement, which is what happens a lot of times when people are talking to me, the runway space is too small and it gets harder to do. So yeah, that'd be one of the things I'd be looking at. And again, you got to look at having a holistic plan. You want to look at everything together. And that's why we built the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. We want you to worry less about your retirement and your money and more about having fun and enjoying life. So you got to have that income plan, the income for life. How long is that money going to last? That's what we do with here with the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. There's no cost right now, no fee that we're charging. We'll have a first talk on the phone, find out what's going on, have that second meeting, either Zoom or in person, and go over how you're headed, where you're going, and tell you what's good and what's bad. And then it's up to you if you want to take action or not. So again, if you want to really help yourself, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, just leave us a message, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We're talking about Gen Xers, and those people are now in their mid-50s right now, believe it or not. And they're not retiring in droves yet, probably, but they're worried that they might not be ready for retirement. Kind of like Bobby and I were, Eric, when we were in our 50s. So we don't talk a whole lot about Gen Xers on our show, but I think we're going to here soon because, you know, they're the people who are coming up on retirement. These people have more than 10 years until retirement. What should their priorities be right now in terms of saving?
Well, of course, just putting that money away, right? Figuring out how to get every dime they can in there. Obviously, like myself, figure out how to survive tuition payments for right, for college costs. I'm done with one son, got one in, and then one more to go.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, that's one thing that definitely for a lot of people in that age group is going to be a money drain as you're trying to also save for the future, right? So, you know, being smart about that and taking smart actions. So a lot of times a little too late for you to be doing 529 plans and all that if you're already, you know, in the middle of the cost. But, you know, figure out how what's the best way to fund them, pay for them, those types of things. But, you know, really, it's always comes down to always the same thing. Are you saving 15 or 20%? Are you socking that money away? Is it going to be tax efficient? Do you have some, you know, the three types of money? I mean, the three types of money are foundational money, steady income money, and market funds. So your 401k has only one choice. It's all market. Stocks, bonds, you know, different types of markets, but it's all stocks and bond markets. So it's all risk money. In terms of your IRAs or your regular dollars, you've got a lot more options. And that's where you can have some foundational money, some stuff that's guaranteed to not lose money, stuff right now that's probably paying around 3 to 7 on average, hopefully kind of averaging, you know, at least 5 to 6 long term. And then you have that steady income money. This is stuff that pays really high dividends, high income. Even if you don't need the income, you can obviously reinvest the income in the market or someplace else if you want. But this is stuff that's lower volatility. So typically stuff like real estate or credit funds, other things. And these are typically paying right now about 5 to 7%. And then, of course, got some growth on top of that. So, you know, having those other two pots of money and not having it 100% in the market, it's going to be really great for you when those times in the market tanks, because then you have those other areas that you can run to and if you need them. But if it's 100% in the market and the market goes, 100% of your money drops. And so that's what we don't want to have happen, right?
Right. So if you do have the responsibilities, let's say, of, you know, taking care of your kids, but then also maybe having to take care of your parents, you know, sometimes we turn into the caregiver. Talk about how that can potentially impact your own well-being in the future, Eric.
Well, I mean, there's two things. One conference I went to now several years ago, I was down in San Diego, and they actually had I think it was UC San Diego, not San Diego State, but they had these people come in, and they had actually measured physiologically, and they could see the effects of caregiving. Mm. Literally, of people who were caregivers, it actually took a physical effect. And so that's one thing to be watching for. And then, of course, the other one is the financial effect. Mm-hmm. I had a client right after their youngest daughter graduated from high school was also calling me up asking me for advice. And they live in another part of the country now, but he was asking me advice on their dad who still lives here in California, and he was needing care. And so, yeah, it is definitely the sandwich generation, right? I had graduation in 1 week and but yeah, I'm trying to find a specialized care for your father. And that's one of those things that definitely is going to be more and more prevalent going forward. And there is some stuff you want to do and stuff you don't want to do. I mean, lots of times, like brother was initially saying, hey, let's just start giving them some money. We'll put it in their bank account. It's like, no. There's a lot of things that you can do in terms of getting some government help and assistance and other things that you would not be able to get if you give them money directly and stuff. So there, you definitely want to have some good advice when those kind of things happen. Years and years ago, I had somebody who was, you know, doing a lot of community outreach with, and we were in lots of different groups together. She had to take care of both her parents. They both needed care at the same time. She was in sales, and guess what? She had almost no energy to do sales anymore. And she was mostly commission-based, did like office products and stuff. And so her business was down a bunch. She made a lot less money. She couldn't put money into retirement plans then. And so helping her parents for 5 years as they spent down everything and had almost nothing left to give her after they passed away, you know, she lost a ton of time because not only did she not make money, but she wasn't saving money. And so then, you know, that's kind of like a double whammy, right? So yeah, you have to be super careful about, you know, how much you can help somebody. And sometimes you have to just say, you know, hey, you know, let some of the government, you know, fail safe programs help out or other things. But yeah, you don't want to jeopardize your entire financial future just helping them. So yeah, it's a tough spot to be for sure.
Eric, your blueprint to worryless wealth covers so many things. How do you help people with this issue right here of healthcare?
Yeah, well, the blueprint to worry less wealth, I mean, it's where we want you to worry less about your money and more about having fun and enjoying life. There's 5 areas. Obviously, you have to have income. So we have an income extension program, the income extender. We talk about investment optimizer. How do you make sure those are in the right spots? Tax minimizer for the rest of your life, not just one part of time. And then that healthcare navigator. How do you go through all these stuff like Medicare and long-term care, home health care, all those types of issues and have the money there? And then legacy template. Who's going to get your money when you're gone? So, you know, those are the 5 areas of the blueprint. Something that you really, really got to look at and make sure you have set up right and ahead of time. Not like I need this stuff for yesterday. Right? that doesn't work that way. And so, yeah, that's one of the things we can do here at Heckman Financial. We first set up just a quick phone call, find out what your issues, what your worries are. And then we'll set up another time to talk, go over your actual blueprint, tell you where you're headed, go look at these 5 areas. And then it's up to you if you want to have us help you with it or if you want to take care of it on your own. But again, right now we're waiving that planning fee of $1,500. So, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message at 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And don't forget, you can request his book, Worry Less Wealth, complimentary on their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. So the good news for Gen Xers that we've been talking about today is even if they're stressed about retirement, they have time on their side to keep saving. So I want to talk about what they need to be thinking about, Eric, to make the transition smooth as they head into retirement.
Yeah, well, I mean, mostly, it's, of course, just having that plan, right? I mean, if you're just driving down the road and you have no idea where you're going, you'll get someplace, right?
Yeah, but so, where, right?
But where, who knows? And it may be an interesting thing to do once or twice, but right. I wouldn't keep going that way. So really what you need to do is you need to have that income plan set up. You know, you need to know where those investments are. How are they starting to transition to some more foundational and steady income monies, not just market monies? Do you have that... you know, that income kind of feel for it now, not just accumulation, because you need all that planning done. You know, those are the things that I think a lot of people, you know, aren't really just really thinking about, right? They just say, hey, retirement someplace down the road, retire, you know, but hold it. I used to get a paycheck. How do I get one now? Well, one of the hardest things to do is, you know, figure out, okay, if I've got all this money, I've got all these things here, where does that big check come from? Well, it's not a big check anymore. It's lots of little checks. So, you know, that's the big thing that you have to do. So one of the things that we can kind of make sure you have, if you want to get a copy of it, is, you know, making sure that you, you know, make sure that money lasts as long as you do. So there's a report called Money. Easy enough, right? All you have to do is text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money, 800-454-1184. 1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
How much do you have saved for retirement? Now cut that number in half. That's the impact inflation could have on your retirement. Recently, we've seen inflation well over 8%, but even at the historical average of 3%, the value of your savings will be cut in half in 20 years. So what can you do? Join CFP Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and host of Wealth Creator Radio for an upcoming informational webinar. You'll discover how inflation could impact you and simple ways to prepare for it. Now is the time to get your questions answered by Eric and the team from Heckman Financial, so reserve your spot today. To sign up and find the time that works for you, go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Inflation, you can't stop it, but you may be able to minimize its impact on your retirement. Wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and I've got my monthly contributor, Marilyn Brown Ross, who's our guru in the reverse mortgage world.
Glad to be here, Eric.
Yeah, so there's reverse mortgage is a great way to take that tax-free money out of your house without having to sell it, without having to move and all that stuff. Obviously, you can't be 20 years old to do it or something like that.
No.
So what are the rules and kind of the restrictions on how you get it and such?
Well, for years, it's been the youngest on title has to be 62.
Okay.
For years. Then they went, certain products dropped it to 60. Now can be 55. So that's huge. That was a big drop. But only certain products. There's so many different ways to do a reverse mortgage. There's fixed rates. There's variables. There's some where the fixed rate, you take it all out. It depends on your needs. What your needs are, that's what we have to determine. What product would be best for your needs?
Yeah. I mean, so there's kind of multiple things. Like you said, there's obviously age. You know, you have to be typically 62, but could go down to now even 55, right?
Right.
And then that also gets you more money as you get older, right?
You get more money. The reverse is based on the value of the property and the age of the borrower. The borrower, the older you are, the more money is available.
Because you're probably not going to have it out as long.
Exactly. So it depends on, you know, you could have two homes side by side. One borrower is 75, the other one is 60. The 75-year-old is going to get a lot more money if they're exactly the same, you know, right. Value and everything.
Okay.
And today, with the value of the properties being so high, there's so much more money. I do lots of redos. I mean, I've done the reverse, and now they have a lot more money available. So yeah, they want to redo it, and hey, enjoy life while you can.
Yep, can't take it with you. So
that's for sure.
Yeah. So in terms of that, the main government one, it has a pretty low limit, right?
Yes, but you have to be 62
on that one.
On that one. So there are other products, and I can do all of them, but that's when you call me to find out. I'm happy to go out to your home and do the analysis, but we can do it on the phone. And I can tell you right on the phone how much is available to you, what it looks like. I do like to meet my clients face-to-face because I think it's important. But it's different for each scenario, and that's what I have to determine. You tell me what you need. You want to help your children. You want to pay off your car. Anything that's going on, and we can determine together. I'll show you all the different products, and we determine which one would suit your needs the best.
Yeah, and so the limit on the government, the main government one, the original...
It went up. It's $970,600, I believe.
But it's only, of course, then a portion of that.
Portion of that, depending on the age. Usually, it comes out about 50%. Older you are, it goes up, you know.
Okay. Yeah, the limit's actually kind of confusing, because the limit's actually based on the... how much of the value of the house they're going to count. So in other words, if your house is worth 1.5, they're going to cap it at
970 for that particular loan,
right?
For the government loan, it'll be capped at 970,600. With the jumbo loans, then you get the portion of the appraised value. So if your home appraises for $4 million, you're going to get a portion of that.
Okay.
Depending on your age. But with the government loan, yes.
Yeah,
even if your house is $4 million, you're only going to get a portion of the 970.
Right. And so that's where it really, I would think, makes more sense to talk to somebody who can do all the different products out there, who,
absolutely,
like you said, can kind of look at your situation. What do you need?
Yeah.
You know, because maybe somebody's trying to buy a house for cash, maybe for their kids or something.
I've had that for them. People buy second homes.
Oh, yeah.
I just had one not long ago that they were looking up, and their kids live in Oregon, and they wanted to purchase. They don't want to sell right now because they don't want to move, but they wanted to buy, without a payment, a second home in Oregon by the kids because that's where they're going to end up. When you do a reverse mortgage, that has to be your primary residence. So they did the reverse here and got all the money out, and they bought the other house cash, so they have no payment either place. Really worked out well for them.
Basically, their house kind of created another house.
Absolutely. Right? And when they're ready, they can move. They've got their place. Now, they go back and forth now, but they're not quite ready to, you know, move totally over there. But they will be within the next 3 or 5 years, 3 to 5 years. So they're all set. They're good. They've got everything going for them.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people who want to buy, maybe it's a beach house or something else, and that may not be a thing that people think of. They may say, I have to sell off all this stock and have all this capital gains, or take all this money out of my IRA to be able to pay for that and pay all the taxes on that.
Right.
Yeah.
But it isn't. You can really do. And that's where I come in. We go over everything to make sure that it's the right product for you. And I'll come out to the home all over California. When I have a client, I like to meet them in person. No cost or obligation analysis together. I mean, we'll put it together. I can email it to you, bring it out to you, whatever works for you.
And obviously, I assume like the jumbos are going to be a little bit more pricier than just like a normal mortgage, right?
It just depends. That sometimes they're not.
Oh, so,
yeah.
Okay.
No, the government one, the 970, has the mortgage insurance premium and all of those things. So it's kind of pricey to do that. But the other one, and it all depends on what the value is too.
Right.
So I couldn't really say until I knew exactly your value. But the jumbos sometimes are not quite as pricey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, that's why you should be probably, dealing with somebody and asking somebody.
Absolutely. Hey, asking the questions.
And then speaking of that, I mean, you said these people you know, bought a new house to go see their kids and stuff. And I'm sure they, you know, it's always funny when we say kids. I mean, these are adult kids,
yes.
Right? The people in their 40s or 50s often.
Right.
So what happens if they're trying to help out their parent? I mean, I assume you must help them too, or talk with them. And
if you mean,
well, maybe they've got their mom
question.
Or dad who's, you know, having tough times or not making as, you know, after, especially if they lose one spouse. You
absolutely.
Know, so, do you also work with
absolutely.
The kids to help the parents?
I always tell my clients when I first meet them, if you want to have anybody at the meeting, your children, your whoever you would like to have. I've met with financial planners before mm-hmm. with them. And whoever they want there, I always want my clients to feel that they know everything and it's the right thing to do. I don't want to just, oh, no, don't do, you know, you can't have anybody there, because I want it all on the table. I want it to be exactly what it's going to be for them.
Well, didn't you also have an attorney one time who was trying to?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
I had a wonderful client. Oh, my goodness. She had Parkinson's and she couldn't move off the couch. Or was it MS? It was one of those. And her husband had left her when she was diagnosed, like 20 years before. And the poor thing didn't want to leave her house. So she called me. I went out and I showed it to her and she loved it. So she said, I'm going to ask my attorney. I said, by all means, you call your attorney. And she got a call. She goes, oh, my God. He said, do not do the reverse mortgage. That is not the right thing to do. And I said, really? I said, do you mind giving me his name? So she gave me his name and I called him and I told him who I was. I was working with his client and I said, I'd like to come and talk to you about it. No, I know all about it. He said, I know all about the reverse mortgage. I said, okay, then how about if I pay you for an hour? I need some advice. And he went, okay, that's fine. So I went out there with no intention of, I didn't have a problem. I wanted to have his attention for an hour.
Right.
And I explained it to him, and he was just blown away. He said, I had no idea. I thought that she was going to do this, the bank owned the house, there was going to be nothing. And I said, absolutely not. And he ended up being one of my biggest referral partners. And you didn't even take the money for the hour.
Well, that's even better.
Yeah, it's even better. Yeah, but he was just, he couldn't get over it, because people have that idea in their head, and it wasn't a good thing when it came out, because somebody did go on your title, and you never want that. Nobody goes on your title now. It's in your name. Whoever your heirs are, they inherit the house when you pass. Either one of you, your husband or your wife, the husband or wife, can stay in the house till they're 150. So if the husband should pass and the wife is still there, she can stay in that house. The only thing you have to do is pay the property tax and insurance. But she can stay there till she's 150. And when she passes, then the heirs have the ability to say, I want to buy that house, and they pay off whatever is owed and they get the house. Or they can put it on the market, sell it, and it's paid, and they get the balance. They
and
get
tax-free.
Absolutely. All that's the best part of this. No taxes.
Yep. So if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
Give me a call at 408-722-0010. Again, that's 408-722-0010.
And as always, it's great having you here. And
great
we've got,
to be here.
We've got a link on the website also if people need to get a hold of you. So, we'll have you back next month.
Thank you.
All right. With that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Are you ready for the tax time bomb? Taxes could be the biggest threat you'll face in retirement. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services and special guest America's IRA expert Ed Slott are hosting the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb webinar. They'll cover the unique challenges retirees are facing today that they've never faced before. You'll also learn the 5 Easy Steps to Disarm the New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. If you've saved in a retirement account, this presentation is for you. Spots are limited, so RSVP now for an upcoming webinar at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Discover how these strategies could help you defuse your tax time bomb. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ed Slott isn't affiliated with, nor does he endorse, Heckman Financial.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And Eric is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. He is a certified financial planner, also a chartered financial consultant. So he has the licenses behind him. And it's Eric's passion to give you solid, independent advice about your own retirement strategy. So we've come to this time in our show where Eric gives us a story. It could be a wealth success story or it could be a financial fail. And today, Eric, you have a nice lesson, a wealth success story for us to listen to and kind of an example to see how things can work out for the best.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, a lot of people are looking at, should I downsize or not? And, you know, what's the pros and cons? And, you know, there's kind of two types of downsizing, I think. There's one where you leave the area and you go maybe to some place you've always wanted to live or some place just cheaper to live. And so I've had plenty of clients move to Nevada because it's, you know, income tax free, or Washington State or Texas or someplace like that, or, you know, even places that aren't, but maybe it's the like the Sierra foothills or someplace like that, where it's a little bit more moderate temperature and a little prettier kind of scenery. But, you know, the one that kind of came to mind is I've got a client who, you know, she's always worked around the valley here. She wanted to stay near her, all of her friends. So she decided to, you know, downsize. She had a small place in Mountain View, but since it's close to, you know, Google and Facebook, it's worth way too much.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, she was able to sell that, downsize, pay cash for a condo downtown here, actually not too far from our offices. And, you know, now the nice thing is she's got, you know, so much extra money sitting there from that, you know, she's not going to have to worry for the rest of her life. I mean, she didn't have a pension. She may have not probably saved quite as much as she should have over the years. But because of this downsizing now, you know, it's no problem for her to be retired and stay retired. And so, I mean, it's a great way because now she's fine financially, you know, no mortgage anymore. So that means right now, while she's still working for the last couple of years here, she's got plenty of extra income. Not freaking out and not going, okay, how am I going to do this, or how am I going to survive, and all those types of issues that, you know, people normally are doing. And so, you know, once she's done that, we do an income plan and we say, okay, here's how your income is going to run out for the rest of the life. Here's, you know, how much money you could be spending. And of course, she doesn't need quite as much income because she doesn't have a mortgage, right?
Yeah.
And so now she's got this, you know, pile of money there that's going to be there. We've done the income plan. Now we're looking at the investments, how we're going to keep that money, some of it guaranteed safe from loss. And, you know, combining all that is a way to get that blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's what we've been able to do for her. It's something we can do for you if you want to have that process done. No cost, no obligation right now. It's 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Talk to you then.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.